It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG. Brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of Dan, Doc, and Paul. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, the game never ends at overtime. Now here's the voice of local motorsports, Dan the Voice Diker.
Well, it is Saturday. Welcome in, race fans. The next hour devoted to, well, radio man Dan Diker likes, Paul Reichert likes, and Billy Doc Niles loves, well, we all love it, short track racing. This is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG. I want to welcome those in that are listening on the app, which is
TuneIn. We love it.
B-O-W-B-O-G on there. I was just trying to catch him off guard. Averaging 2,600 listeners a show this year on the podcast. We thank you so much.
Hello, North Carolina. Hello, Florida. Hello, Michigan. Hello, Iowa, Minnesota. Anywhere you're listening, thank you for listening.
A lot down in Illinois, too. A lot of Rockford people have been chiming in here the past couple
of
weeks.
Hello, Rockford.
And, of course, 1460, it is CoolGold1460.com. Well, we have come up. It's really odd to say this, and I think the rainouts is what really makes me kind of shocked that tonight is the last night of regular weekly racing at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. Do you think I'm right in saying that five rainouts this year really made things go fast?
Well, yeah, it did. I mean, you know, how many did we sit through and think we were going to get them in, and how many, what did they cancel, like two of them before we even got to the track this year? But those three that we were sitting there, it was just so depressing to get all, you know, qualifying in, and then, boom, the showers came. But hey, we're going to put a positive spin on this. It's going to be a big night tonight at the Speedway, as well as everywhere else around the Midwest. We'll talk about that later in the show, but it's going to be a good night of racing.
Bobcat of the Cooley Region night tonight, late model sportsman, Thunderstock, Street Stocks, Kids Rides, and two 20-lap late model features. You know what I really am looking forward to in those two 20-lap features tonight? To watch the continued progress of Nick Clements and the continued progress of Jeremy Wagner.
Well, Wagner back with us after having so many problems earlier this year with engine.
He's gone through two motors this year.
Yep, he's gone through two motors. He's on his third, and he's been back the last 2 weeks and steadily improving. Could have won a feature this past week.
Well, if that caution doesn't come out, he told me in post-race that was his. He knew that race was his.
And Clements, after starting out with such terrible luck the first two or three weeks, has just been phenomenal. I mean, he's right there in contention for a win all the time. Was that two or three weeks ago? You know, led 19 and a half laps of that second feature, only to have Carlson blow by him. He's close. I mean, right now, obviously, Penske and Carlson are the cream of the crop at La Crosse. Then you got that next level of drivers, Wagner, Clements, Howland, Henderson, Mullican. You can include him in that. You got the up-and-comers. They're just right there. They just need a break.
And, you know, Paul, that was what I was going to say next is – I'm not talking about Steve Carlson or Nick Penske because everybody knows they've risen to the top. Yeah. But that next bunch, Cole Howland, I don't think he's had a successful year like he has had this year. He's got six quick times and a feature win.
Yeah, he's been phenomenal this year. It's he's been running a part-time schedule at times, but he's got to overcome his rough patches he's had, and he's been looking great this year.
Matt Henderson, same thing. Started out the year with they had their backup car, didn't have their motor ready. He's been coming on strong the past two or three weeks.
Yep, and then Mullican, who has been strong in the middle part of the
wrecked
season.
2 weeks ago. Wrecked last weeks weekend up. Was really odd. I still don't know what blew out of his back end, but as soon as he hit the corners of one and two, there comes the smoke. There comes whatever was laying on the track, and it went all the way around a turn four.
And it couldn't have come at a worse time. I mean, he was just getting in a really good groove. Top five, you know, top eight qualifying, running in the front of the feature for a while before he gets swallowed up by the fast guys. But, you know, he's definitely an up-and-comer. If I had to pick someone who was definitely my most improved driver at La Crosse, Mullican would be at the top of my list.
Got to talk sportsman real quick, too. Again, everybody already knows what the heavy hitters are doing. I love being the guy that – oh, I have a surprise announcement today to tell you guys, too. I'm glad that just hit me.
Wow.
Number one, A hearty, hearty congratulations goes out to Jesse Green out of Eau Claire, who picked
Definitely.
Up his first ever win at lacrosse. And he didn't just struggle to get that win, Paul Reichert. That was a solid heat race win.
Yeah, that was a great heat race win. We know about the story, a former military man decided to come to lacrosse, build his own car, and a rookie this year in the sportsman class. And he's been, I think, doing great so far.
And Billy wasn't there, but what made it better is I just happened to be on the track as he was climbing out to the opening arms of his wife, getting ready for the 6-for-6 dash. The entire lacrosse speedway crowd either stood or applauded loudly for him, knowing that that was his first ever.
That is amazing.
Yeah, look at it, I got goosebumps.
Yeah, it's an amazing sight to see when you get out and get applause. But when the whole crowd stands for you, I think, you know, number one, because it's your first win ever, and number two, because, you know, thank you very much for serving your country. It's such a cool feeling.
Did you see the picture Mary Schill had on Facebook on his smile?
No, I did not.
It was
not.
From ear to ear. And his wife's was even, I think his wife's wrapped all the way around her head.
Nice.
Well, I mean, you got to think back 30, what was it like to get your first ever win? I mean, you did something that you don't think you could probably ever do.
When I got my first win, it was August of 1981.
Wow.
It was a heat race win, much like Jesse in my rookie year. And all I remember is, you know, I went up to the front stretch. Back then, they just took pictures on the front stretch. You didn't get out of the car or anything. And I just remember getting into the pits, jumping out of the car, and giving my dad a big hug and saying, thank you.
Now, before I forget, so what jarred my memory was me saying I like being the guy that gets to announce someone's first time ever win. I also like to announce people that are retiring, that are not doing something anymore. And if they are, I'm the one that gets to break it wide open. 2 years ago, at Eve of Destruction, or Night of Destruction, I called Benny the Bomb's official last
I was sitting in the stands
event.
That night. Yep, I was sitting in the stands
Blew
that night.
Blew himself up, and he officially retired after that night.
Wow.
He's coming back for this year's Night of Destruction.
Oh.
Coming out of retirement. And then, last year I thought, it was the official word that this was the last year for the Green Mamba Jet Car. I officially announced both of these longtime stuntmen. They end their careers at lacrosse speedway. Rumor has it that the Green Mamba will be coming back.
Holy cow.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't have a Night of Destruction without the Green Mamba.
Or Benny the Bomb. That scared the hell out of me. I'd never seen him do that before, but I'm standing there on the track, and that was something else to watch the doors blow off that car, man.
That was incredible 2 years ago, and it's gonna be incredible this year.
Also, advanced tickets for the Western College Technical Night of Destruction go on sale on August 20th. Check our Facebook, the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report, and we will give you the locations and how much they're going to be. But I do know that advanced tickets for that jam-packed sellout night will be going on sale on August 20th. Hey. When we come back on the program, Nick Mergick's going to join us. We're going to find out about Jacob Gady. Chad Wallen's going to join us. And we're going to let you know, get your pens and paper ready. We got some very good information for you from Gary Slominski from the Dick Trickle Memorial Foundation. And I wonder if he's going to tell us any tidbits about Dick.
Oh, I'm sure he's got a story or two.
Alrighty, that's going to do it. We're going to be right back. Interviews right here on 1460 WDOG.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
3118, 24 monthly agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement. Equipment non-return and additional fees apply. New proof customers only. Equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
Hey, this is Nick Merdrick, the driver of the number 12 fixed screen and heavy haul super late model. You're listening to the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with Radio Man Dan, Doc, and DeStat Man, Dan, Bill, and Paul on AM 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back, race fans. Billy Doc Niles, Paul Reichert, Radio Man Dan Donker, producer Jesse. We are part of the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. Today's program being brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem, Tillman Sparta Speedway. What a huge one they had last night. Dean Satellite and Security, fansarena.com, and the Overtime Pub and Grill, where I had actually had a great time DJing after the races there last Saturday night. Actually, I couldn't believe the races. If we wouldn't have had that caution, the late models, we were done by 9:15.
I think we would have, yeah.
Well, we were doing that. Billy Doc Niles was up at the Elko Speedway. We're going to tell you later on the program why he was up there. But Billy had a chance to talk to two great guys. When I say great guys, I really mean that. I see Nick in the Futures race for the Super Late Models Friday Night at the Fest this year. Jacob Gades ran here about constantly 2 or 3 years now, maybe more next year. And Billy Doc Niles had a chance to bring both those guys aside. And let's find out what's on Nick's mind.
Before we get into your season, what are you doing in a Gady car tonight, buddy?
Well, you know, been sitting around on a lot of Saturday nights lately, and Jacob ran Matt's car last year, and you know, they're good family. I chatted with him here over the last month, and kind of giving him crap about not racing his own car, and I said, you know, hey, if you got it available, I'd like to run that Barron's Memorial race at Elko. My dad and Dwayne were good friends, and we're still good friends with the family, and so we come out to play a little bit, and they're nice enough to do a lot of work for me to get me out here and come play.
All right, well, let's talk about your ARCA season this year. Kind of a little up and down year you got going on.
Yeah, we've struggled a little more than I'd like to admit, but we had a good run right away at the beginning of the year at Madison. We ran from 20th up to 3rd in the Joe Scheer Classic, and I thought that was going to kick off the year with some momentum. And then we went to Berlin and struggled up there. Just it's a goofy track, and we didn't get it underneath us. Where'd we go next? The Dells. We tried some stuff. I didn't like it. And then we went to Kakana and thought we were going to be good and fought shocks all day. So we've just been struggling a little bit. But I think if I'm smart here, I'll take some time, reevaluate, and get it figured out. But, you know, it's racing. It's humbling. So you learn a lot. But when you do get a good run, it really makes you feel that much better.
You know, you mentioned Kakana. We talked about that on our show last week, about the character of that track, and it sure did cause a lot of attrition.
Yeah, it's a really tough place. You know, I won it a couple years ago, and I really liked the car, and it's such a bumpy track.
Wait a minute, isn't that when you kind of, you know, bit the wall at the end there?
Well, speaking of attrition, it's tough. It's tough on brakes, and that's what happened that year. Yeah, it was a struggle. I left it all out on the track, and you know, this year we came back and we fought shocks. We fought the bumpiness of the track. I couldn't get in the corner real good over the bumps. I could get off good, but you know, you can't leave half a corner slow. So it's a tough place.
Okay, we talked about you going, you know, all over the place. So outside of the Midwest, have you been doing a lot of racing?
No, we haven't done a whole lot this year. It's tough to get a group of guys together. You know, we're all volunteer. You know, it's friends and family, and Joe's here racing tonight. He's kind of one of my main crew guys. My dad's here helping out, and you know, it just gets tough to get a band of guys together. And then when you don't have momentum going your way, it's hard to leave the Midwest and drive farther to go get your butt kicked. So we've been sticking local, and once we get it figured out, we might play a little farther away. But for now, we're just going to kind of support the Upper Midwest tracks and keep it going.
Okay, I've been asking the other guys that I've been interviewing up here at Elko tonight, what is the weekend specials are coming up here in the next month. What's the schedule for you as far as weekend specials are concerned?
You know, I haven't even picked quite yet. I knew I wanted to get through Kakana, and that was going to be kind of the big one on the schedule. And I think we had a little motor trouble there. Broke a crankshaft and just a parts failure. So we got to do a little motor work next couple weeks. And I think we're just going to shoot for Oktoberfest, to be honest. You know, we're about a month away from it, but that's about what we can make. So we're going to go down to La Crosse and have a little fun. I always run good down there, so I'm excited about that.
All right, before we can't let you go, I'm sure there's some people or some sponsors you want to thank.
Yeah, absolutely. First and foremost, I got to thank the Gady family. You know, they put a lot of work into this over the last couple weeks to help get me out here, which is they didn't definitely have to do that. And then, of course, my dad, Merjic Automotive, Merjic Racing Engines. And we got CrossFit Calypso on the car this week. They got a couple people coming out over the next few weeks. So,
you know, speaking of your dad, that guy is legendary around this place.
Yeah, he is, honestly. You know, throughout the years, he's been a competitor. And he's still working on cars, and he's still fighting. And it's just cool to be associated with him, really.
The one thing that surprised me about that is he's not talking about a lot of traveling around. You're doing just a fine job from our perspective.
Thanks for joining
maybe
us.
Maybe other things, yeah, but we'll see how that pans out for him.
I see him running Friday night at Fest for the futures, and obviously the big 200 lapper.
Well, yep. Oh yeah, and if he's going to run all weekend, definitely the Dick Trickle race too.
Yep, definitely. You also had a chance to talk to a great guy that I hope we do see a lot of more next year. There's been some rumblings about what he's going to do next year. That would be Jacob Gady.
Jacob, first of all, talk about season here at Elko.
The season's been going really good. I got five wins this year. Looking for more, obviously, but we've been good pretty much every night. There's always things I want the car to do better, and we're trying to improve every week, but I can't complain too much. We've been consistently good in qualifying and in the features, a lot of top threes, so can't complain at all.
You know, when I looked at the point standings, I saw a 131-point gap. As the competition dropped off that much, or are you, not to toot your own horn, are you just that far ahead of the game this year?
I don't think I'm that far ahead or anything like that. We've been really consistent. Consistently good, not really stellar, I don't think, but we've been really consistent, so that's been the main thing. I think I got all top fives except for one. So when you look at the points, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing that probably kind of stands out is it's just the only finish I don't have in the top five I didn't finish, and it was a wreck deal. So I mean, we've just been consistent, and everyone else is – the competition's there. We've had a lot of different winners this year. But I guess I got five, so I got the most. But, you know, just consistency.
Now, La Crosse, you've been strong there, haven't broke through yet this year. Are you going to be able to make next Saturday is going to be double features at La Crosse. Are you going to be there, or are you going to be here?
I'll be here again. I don't want to give away a bunch of points being here. And our next night off is the 25th, and ideally I'd like to go to La Crosse, but you guys are done, I find out. So, you know, we enjoy coming down. I enjoy La Crosse, and we improved on the car down there for sure. I think we had a top two car the last time we were there, but just wrong place, wrong time, and stuff like that happens sometimes. But car's been good. We'd like to come, but we just can't. So
now, as good a season you're having here at Elko right now, is this? Are you taking another shot at the national championship, or are you just going with the flow?
We're just going with the flow. Ideally, that would be the goal, I guess, or the going into the season. That's what we're hoping to try and do is go after it. But we haven't had the car count here at Elko Speedway. So we're not getting max points. We don't have the 18 cars. So no matter what my finish is we're still losing points. So La Crosse, that's why we were going down to La Crosse at the beginning. I mean, we enjoy it, but and to try and get a head start on the point deal, but it's just not working out with our weekly points. We got like the 14 car range or 15 car, and that doesn't cut it nationally. So
all right, it's just around the corner. It's a weekend special season. How much traveling are you going to be doing in the next month and a half?
Well, we'll see. For Shirley Fest, hopefully bring two cars down there, a super and a big A car. I'm working on my super late. I'd like to do a little bit of season or end of year specials with that to try and kind of try it out and get prepared for next year or something. Get some feedback before winter, I guess. It's a whole different car for me, so we want to do some testing, and it'd be great to race it a little bit. So, but for Shirley Fest, and we'll see what else as time allows.
All right, before we let you go, I can't get out of here without thanking your sponsors.
For sure. Got to thank Suburban Chevrolet GM Performance Parts. Baby Gowdy is my wife's business. She puts up with a lot to keep me going and running up front. HEI Collision Center, Getz Trucking, Big Johnson Tires, and Northern Racing Products. Thanks to everybody.
That's the Elko points leader, Jacob Gady. Jacob, thank you.
All right, thank you.
You know, the interesting thing I took out of that one is, he finally realized that the national championship is out of his grasp. I mean, he can only do so much with what he has. He
said, well, it's also the way that Elko's running this year. It's hard to do when you don't have the car count up.
Yeah, exactly. And so he's doing the best he can. He's still somewhere around the top 10 or 15, but – you know, like he said there, it's only going to be about a 14th place run at the end.
Do we see more Jacob Gady in 2019 at La Crosse Speedway?
I have a funny feeling we probably will.
I hope we do see that orange and white 72. When we come back, get your pens and pencils out, folks. We've got some great information to get to you. The last leg of fundraising has come about us for the Dick Trickle Memorial Project and the huge, huge area that they're building in Randolph, Wisconsin, or Rudolph, Wisconsin. We'll tell you more about that next on 1460 WBOG.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime. In the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
It's a new year for the Thomas Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Thomas Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is up and running on the north side of La Crosse. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Yes, the food truck is open at George and Gillette Street to make it easier for you North Siders to find out why La Crosse County has voted us 4 years in a row as the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, 3rd Street downtown, and now open at George and Gillette Street.
It's Team Dean time on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. WBOG on the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn
app. And Google1460.com. Going to talk about one of my favorite 2018 topics to talk about right now. And we really hope you folks have a pen and a piece of paper along because we're going to give you a lot of information that we want you to write down and then maybe even find these guys at your local racetrack. We're going to spend a couple of minutes talking about the Dick Trickle Memorial. Gary Sleminski is joining us on the program. Gary, how are you, my friend?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, you know, when Tom Reffner gives you a phone call and says, hey, you got to get on Diker's radio show, I think he was meaning it's kind of important, don't you?
Well, racing's always been a family sport, you know. When we lost Dick, it was sort of like losing a part of the family. Personally, I prefer to, you know, focus on how we lived. That's why we're volunteering our time this way.
Of course, Gary is with the Dick Trickle Memorial. He joins the likes of Gary Erickson, Tom Reffner, Marv Marzafka, John Aft, Dick Manstad, and Don Lee Stuck. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the last big push is what I want to call this year, your fundraising efforts. You're upwards of over $200,000. And, Gary, you see the light at the end of the tunnel. We just need to get that road paved.
Yeah. My brother Gary helps with a lot of IT tech support on the multimedia also. I just want to mention, my Aunt Beverly, talking about family there being in the race, my Aunt Beverly was the trophy queen back in the day. And she's the one who handed the trophy to Dick when he won that 67th feature back at Capitol in 72. So we're part of history working for John Quinn and Checkered Flag Racing News. It was really a blast.
So real quickly, before we get into the details of fundraising and how far along you are, Every time that Billy and I get a chance to get somebody on the radio that was a good friend of Dick's and a good fan of Dick's, I know you've got to have a story or two.
Well, I've got a couple stories. Can I tell one now?
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I'm wearing my Dick Trickle baseball cap right now with a purple 99 Mustang. I just told the story about my aunt handing him that trophy in 72. I was a little 12-year-old at the time. My biggest memory really is at lacrosse fairgrounds. I was a twin 50 lapper, and Tom Lefson had his Hornet, and Trickle had his Firebird. And coming out, the fourth turn, they hit the wall.
The Dr. Pepper race. I was at that one.
There's a good ending to this story. The Hornet was all tore up. The White Knight got pulled into the pits. The whole crew started working on it. I think they replaced the radiator, the front end, suspension, shoe mill, straightened out the frame during the intermission for, I think, the next 50 lapper. Nope. And sure enough, the 99 Pontiac came back to life, passed everybody, passed all the cars till they got to the lead, and he won the Dick Trickle 100. I mean, it was like witnessing a miracle.
You know, talk about, we're talking about the fundraising push that's going on. You got some pretty big contributors, some pretty big followers in Kenny and Rusty Wallace and Ray Everham. Talk about the support they're giving you.
Oh, yeah, both Kenny and Rusty Wallace, Ray Everham, and several others lining up. I would say this is about 70%. If it was a 100-lap feature, I'd say this is about lap 70 right now.
And hopefully no pit stops. Gary Sleminski joining us to talk about the Dick Trickle Memorial Project here on 1460 WBOG. For the fans that really don't know, that have not seen what this spectacular area in Rudolph, Wisconsin looks like, kind of give us a glimpse, Gary, of what the memorial is going to look like.
Okay, let's see. First of all, just checking my notes here. If you go to the top of the page, the Dick Trickle Memorial Project, there's a link to Encourage Foundation and also a link to the official website where you can see all that. You can donate a little bit or a lot, or you can just donate your time. Don Dulup Stonework has done this spring about 20,000 pounds of stonework. The walls are about 7 foot. They have 14 large picture frames. Granite walls are all in place. The first 100 or so don't already engrave. You need 14 48-inch frames right now. The statue is going to be 8 feet tall with a pedestal, and it's being bronzed in Milwaukee by lacrosse native Mike Martino. Donnie supervised. There will be two more 4-foot pictures added to the picture frames really soon. Dick Manstead, Terry Burnham, John Kim, they're all working on the encryptions right now. Jeff Crawley, he's been a real big contributor too. Custom fab and machine and lacrosse fabricated all the frames, and they're all bolted down to the concrete pillars.
Oh, nice.
So I'm looking at some of the pictures you got here. I understand you got lots and lots of pictures. How many pictures are we talking about that are going to be in this memorial?
Are you talking about in the gallery and Facebook? There's over 8,000 right now.
Nice.
In the memorial itself, probably around 200.
And I understand, talking to Tom Reffner a couple of weeks ago, that there is already an $8,000 donation of a picture that's already in place.
That's correct.
That has to be kind of neat to stand back and look at right off the bat.
And there'll be two more right next to that very soon in the next couple weeks or so.
Well, our radio co-host, Paul Reichert, is going to donate the other $8,000 is what he told me before we start the show.
There you go.
And I was wondering, Gary, what do you think made Dick Trickle so popular here in Wisconsin, besides all the 1,000 wins he had? What made him so popular here in Wisconsin?
Well, he knew how to relate to people. I think he followed the golden rule, do unto others as they were doing to you. And when he was out on the track, he had respect, and that's the biggest thing. And there's a reason that Dale Earnhardt Jr. wore Dick's T-shirt with the NASCAR race, and that was respect. And I think that was the ultimate sign of respect, to honor, you know, the memory of a wonderful person, Dick Trickle.
Tell you what, Gary, I saw somebody copied and pasted that picture of that shirt on Facebook about 2 days ago, and somebody's trying to get approval. I think Marv Marzovka was included in trying to get approval to get that shirt remade. And as of last night, there were 17,000 people that said that they would buy that shirt if it was remade. Isn't that remarkable?
Let me write that down. They got to get the patent people and Dale will help. Dale Jr. will help sell 200,000 of those. Is that right?
That is, well, I've got my name on there for a 3XL, so if it ever comes to fruition, I know there's 3-4 guys in this studio right now that would buy one.
Well, before the Oktoberfest races, let's get that all put in place. Can I give the schedule for these guys for the next coming weeks?
Yep, I've got it in front of me, but I'll let you go ahead and do it because I will be at the one September 16th since I announced at Toma Sparta. But yeah, where are you going to be at?
Okay, the Memorial Project upcoming event, they'll be at Madison International Speedway August 24th. September 16th, they will be visiting Toma Sparta Speedway. And on October 4th to the 7th, of course, we have the Oktoberfest. They'll have raffles, prizes, memorabilia, all those events.
I know announcing at Toma, been connected with that Trek for many, many years. When the vintage guys come through and race, they always talk about what it was like to race Dick back in Toma. I've seen a lot. Matter of fact, Greg Oliver has the very first picture ever taken. I think it was 1965 of Dick's blue car there at the Toma Sparta Speedway. And I tell you what, I talked to Marv Mazofka and I talked to Tom Reffner. They can't wait to get back to Toma.
I wonder if Dick knew how many young drivers he inspired. You know, 1,000 feature wins.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I got to work with Dick every single year for 10 years at Oktoberfest. But you get a guy like Bill Doc Niles here that not only raced lacrosse for 32 years, but he grew up at lacrosse Speedway watching.
Oh yeah, Trickle was my idol when I was a kid. So one thing you guys do at Oktoberfest, you always have a really cool raffle to give away. What are you giving away this year at Oktoberfest?
That's for sure, yeah. They had that 2016 Mustang, I think, a couple of years back.
And then you had that $5,000 toolbox last year.
What's your fondest memory on?
Oh, my coolest memory of Dick Trickle, like you talked about the Dr. Pepper race earlier, the one night where he rode the guardrail at lacrosse when the steering wheel came off in his hands during the fast dash and they rebuilt the car. And he came out with no front end on the car, just it looked like a modified, drove it all the way up to a third-place finish. And then there are other times where he would have trouble in, like, the dash or qualifying. And Jim Boomsack would run, like, second or third in the B main, get out of the car, Dick would get in the car, and he'd go out and get second or third in the A main with the same car.
I got to tell you, Gary, real quickly, my fondest memory was about six years ago. We were getting ready to do my radio show live during Oktoberfest up on the VIP tower, and we had Tom Reffner and Marv Marzofka, and Bach was there, and Miller was there, some other big names, and we were waiting for Dick to show up on the program. So Dick's running really late. He finally shows up, and we almost had to can the show because we were coming up at 1 o'clock, and I said, we're just going to keep going. And Dick walks in and says, man, I'm sorry, guys. He said, I now found out that you can't drive a golf cart up the backside of turn 3 on the quarter mile because he almost rolled it.
Are you kidding?
Oh, man.
That's Dick.
Hey, real quickly, we're running out of time, Gary. You guys are on Facebook. You guys are on the internet. You've got links all over the place. There's not really a place people can't turn to find out more information.
That's correct. And don't forget, the official website is listed right at the top of the Facebook page. Hey, it would be an honor to get invited back to your show, maybe around Oktoberfest or something.
I tell you what, how about we do you during the Oktoberfest live on that Saturday inside the exhibition hall? We'll definitely have you and Tom and Marv on at the same time.
Hey, that sounds great.
All right. We will get a hold of you before then, and we will definitely see you during Oktoberfest.
All right, thanks for spreading the word.
All righty, Gary Sleminski right there, folks, with the Dick Trickle Memorial Project. They've raised over $200,000. They're in their last $50,000 stretch. They would like to get this thing open sometime in the late spring.
And I also know that Gary would like to thank Darlene and Vicky and sons Chad and Todd, Vicky Bowman Trickle, all listening to today's program, all a huge part of the Dick Trickle Memorial. And, of course, we hope to see all of them in May when this thing gets released, hopefully.
Of course, keep it tuned to our show because when they're doing it, we're going to be up there doing the show.
We're going to be live.
We're going to be doing that thing at the same time. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Elko Speedway right here on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Dad, we want movies!
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
531-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement. Equipment non-return and additional fees apply. New proof customers only. Equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
It's a new year for the Thomas Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Thomas Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul Reichard here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back to 1460 WBOG, the best source for all the short track racing that you're going to get. And I mean that because when Paul Reichert comes up in the next segment of the Burning Rubber Race Report, I don't know another radio show that covers as many tracks as he does.
He tells us who wins all over the country.
And I get comments every single week that people are listening saying, man, it was so nice to hear my son's name or my cousin's name or I used to race with that guy. So that's really cool to hear. So Bill Doc Niles was not there at lacrosse last Saturday. I've only seen one really weak picture show up on Facebook. You went and did a bus race. Why do I see nothing but one feeble picture of me getting ready to test my bus? I want to see you flip sideways, smash into people. I want to see your hand at the window.
Yes, we need video.
Where was your PR person at?
All I could say is I had fun.
How was the experience?
It was great. I mean, these guys treated me really good.
I did see another picture. The group he was with.
Yes.
Oh man, yeah. That's like a party on a Friday night at Fest.
And there is a video on Dave Reed's Facebook page where our buddy Wilson flopped him over on the last lap. And if you watch the video, you'll see one of the escape hatches fall off. Well, Reed took the escape hatch and made everybody sign it. You know, Wilson, Westfall, Kari Miller was
nice.
Racing, Shingledecker. And he made all of us that was in the race sign that. So it was a cool time. I mean, you know, I had a bus that was slow. I was the back dog.
Are you buying this, Jesse? Yeah. Doc had the slow bus.
I didn't have the
short too.
No, Westfall had the short bus. But a couple of close calls I had in the X. I mean, I could see the guys coming around the other, and I got in right between them, so it looked like I did it right that time. And
what do you do? Run in second gear the whole time?
Oh, I had it as high as I could go.
Wait, were you in there gear jamming?
No, I even tried to drop it down a gear to pick up a little bit, and it just wasn't meant to be. But you know, I got to thank Todd Wilson and Scotty Westfall for inviting me. Kari Miller, Clark Shingledecker, Reed, and the rest of the crew there. It was a phenomenal experience. They treated me well, and I can't wait to go back and do it again.
I know. They need to get me up there to do that with you.
Well, we got
the three of us need to go up there as a team. Team bus driving.
You know what? We'll get you as passengers, and then Wilson will flip us over.
Oh, I need a wireless mic for that.
There we go.
While Billy was up there, Chad Wallen, a very interesting name around these parts. You know that name down here at lacrosse. You also know it up at Elko. And let's see what Bill had to say with Chad.
He is the former multi-time track champion from the old Raceway Park and having a up-and-down season here at Elko. So far, tell us how things are going, Chad.
It's been an up and down year. We've got a different car this year that we've been running and different setup and just trying a lot of different things that I haven't tried before. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Now, I've seen you venture out every now and then. Do you feel like doing that more often, or are you just pretty much comfortable right here at home?
Well, I would like to. Elko is so convenient, even though it's probably one of my toughest tracks. I've just never really hit on anything here. I've run good pretty much everywhere else I've went. But it kind of depends on my sponsors that I get. And if I keep getting them locally, I'm going to keep running locally.
Well, let's talk about that, because you bring up a good point about being good at certain tracks and not so good at others. What's the big difference? Well, let's use the old Raceway Park, a really tight quarter mile compared to this banked third mile here. What are the big differences, and what gives you the most trouble?
Well, Elko is just a big sweeping corner and momentum. And I guess I'm more of a guy that just drives it in really deep and try to in a ways and then get a turn and drive it off instead of being real smooth with a good arc and trying to keep your momentum up. I am smooth on and off the gas, but it's just a different animal.
So it's you mentioned tonight, as we taped this interview, you're trying a new setup. Have you been doing that pretty regular, or just been trying to tweak and tune what you used to have and just said scrap it, let's try something different?
Yeah, this is kind of a version of a setup I used to run, you know, before I went to Supers. So we thought we'd try it again with a little different twist. So that's kind of what we got in the car tonight. It's pretty, each corner, it's all different than what we've been running all year, so.
All right, we're coming up here in about another month. It's going to be weekend special season. How much running around the Midwest are you going to be doing next month?
Well, that depends on if we hit on something, then I'll go travel, you know. That's kind of how I play, is if we're running good, I'll go race.
Any sponsors you want to thank?
Well, Mandanik, they've been with me for 10 plus years. Most of my sponsors have been with me that long, and without them and their landscaping abilities, well, I wouldn't be at the racetrack. So they're the biggest one. Road Ready Truck and Trailer Repair, they've been with me for probably 8 years. I mean, most of my guys all have been with me a long time. So
that's Chad Wallen in the NASCAR late model division at Elko. Hopefully he hits on this setup so we get to see him at some weekend specials. Chad, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thank you for coming on.
You know, I find it amazing that, you know, he's struggling. He's won two features there, but he's struggling with the setup. He looked pretty racy in the first feature. I didn't get to watch the second feature Saturday night because we were getting the buses ready, but he seems confident. He seems like he's confident that he's going in the right direction.
Fast?
If all comes together for him, if you listen to all three interviews, I asked them all the same thing. What is your, the weekend special season's coming up in September. What's your schedule? And they all pretty much said the same thing, playing it close to ear. And then they all said Fest at the end. So,
yeah,
all three of them are going to be there.
And this is getting interesting because if you look at the races, that are going on at Golden Sands with their fall deal.
Yep.
And then you've got Jefferson, you've got Slinger, you've got the Rockford Speedway, big ending season ending race down in Madison, and everybody comes here up here in the fall.
Marshfield is coming up pretty
Marshfield,
soon.
Marshfield, you've got another one, racetrack down the interstate from us here. There is a lot of fall racing coming up, and I've seen a lot of cars get destroyed this year. I mean, you're really going to see sponsor dollars coming forth.
It's going to be interesting to if they got a weekend where they have to choose between one or the other, where they're going to go. Hey, when we come back, it's time for Paul's Burning Rubber Race Report. You are listening to the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon.
With the best Bloody Marys in town.
Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime. In the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
It's a new year for the Thomas Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Thomas Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
Get ready. It's the Burn and Rubber Race Report with Paul Reichert.
Welcome back, race fans. Billy Doc Niles, Paul Reichert. I'm radio man Dan Dyker. This is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report at 1460 WBOG. You know, last week, I had so many results by myself when we did this show because of all my travels throughout the state. Was I like Paul Penguin Jr. for a minute?
How do we call it? Pilot light burning rubber.
I like that.
The pilot light race report. There we go. How's that? But, hey, we do have the man who has all the winners from across the nation. Here's our man, Paul Reichert, with this week's burning rubber race report.
All right, guys. We'll start with the Super Dirt Car Series on Monday at the Merrittville Speedway in Thorold, Ontario, Canada. Ryan Susere, the winner. Tuesday, of course, the ARCA Midwest Tour at Kaukauna for the Dickieland 250, and a late surge by Chase Purdy gave him his first ever ARCA Midwest Tour win in his first trip to Kaukauna.
And that was only the second chassis that Chris Wimmer had ever built.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wow. Big A Late Miles also on hand at Kaukauna. Brazen Bennett scored the win. Super Dirt Car.
And by the way,
yes,
Brazen Bennett is now the national point leader for the Kiwiki Driver Development Program because of that win.
Nice.
Oh, really? And a lot more from him in a moment. Super Dirt Car Series at Ransomville, New York. Stuart Friedson, the winner. Deer Creek hosted the annual IMCA Harris Clash for modified and sport modifieds. 96 modified showed up.
Holy
55
cow.
Sport mods showed
that
up.
That place is huge.
Caden Carter won the IMCA modified feature. Jake McBurney took the IMCA sport mod feature. On Wednesday, the 26th running of the Kalamazoo Clash, that big outlaw super late model race took place in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Tyler Rohrig scored the victory in that race. ARCA CRA Super Series also ran at Kalamazoo. Johnny Van Dorn, the victor. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series spent a lot of the week at Florence Speedway in Union, Kentucky. Ran the Ralph Latham Memorial made up from rain out earlier this year. But unfortunately, got cut short by rain. Hudson O'Neill was your winner there.
That's the kid, right?
Yep, O'Neill, the real deal's kid, yep. NASCAR Wayland Modified Tour, Thompson, Connecticut, Justin Monsignor, the winner. And night one for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Knoxville, the 58th running of the Knoxville Nationals, was won by Greg Hodnett.
And they had a sellout on a Thursday night, 41,000 people.
Oh,
first time
wow.
in the history that they sold it out on a Thursday night.
That's not big.
No.
I used to live there, man. I can just imagine what the Thursday was compared to the rest of the weekend.
Thursday at State Park Speedway, Race Hasse won the late model feature. Midwest Dash Series also ran. George Seliger, the winner. Midwest Trucks, unfortunately, only got seven laps in, but got cut short.
And Seliger also won, since it was announced the night. He also won the Mini Mod Wausau feature before he won our Midwest Dash feature.
Oh, wow. At Kaukauna, the Blue Race taking place. Super Late Model had twin features. Time Jeske won them both. Bobby Kendall's your Red, White, and Blue champion for the second year in a row. Brian Monday won the Late Model feature. Brazen Bennett is your champion there. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series ran the North-South shootout at Florence Speedway. Tim McCree, the winner. Let's see. World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Knoxville. Night two of the Knoxville Nationals. Brad Sweet was your winner. Friday, Golden Sands. Twin features for the CWRA Late Models won by Jeff Weinfurter. Took both of them. White Brooks won the late model Super Late Model feature. Grundy, Billy Nippenberg won the Super Late Model feature at Hawkeye Downs. Brian Gibson took the late model feature. Twin features at Madison for the NASCAR Late Models. Bobby Wilberg and Zach Riddle, your winners. At the Norway Speedway, Tom Lindquist won the Super Late Model feature. Red Cedar Ben Hanke, late model feature winner in the Wausau Late Models. Modified feature went to Kevin Buzzy Adams. Durkin's late model tour at Seymour, Nick Anvilink, the winner. Men American Stock Cars at Thomas Sparta. Last lap for James Swan, he got by.
I watched that. That was incredible.
If you have not seen it, folks, you've got to watch our TV show That'll be coming up tonight and then tomorrow. It was fantastic.
That was incredible, that last lap.
Yep, he won there. World of Outlaw Sprint Cars night two at three at Knoxville was won by Logan Schuchart. Saturday at 1:41, Josh Long, the IMCA Modified Feature winner. USRA Late Model Feature at Cedar Lake won by Dan Gullickson. Nate Wassman won the USRA Modified Feature at Deer Creek. At the Dells, Shane Morrissey won the Late Model Feature. Nathan Ballard, the Modified Feature. Twin Features at Elko for the NASCAR Late Models went to Adam Benzik and John Lemke. At Jefferson, the Ultra Fast, Casey Johnson won the Late Model Feature.
He's learning.
The NASCAR Late Model Feature at Lacrosse won by Nick Panitsky. Round three, the Wisconsin Challenge Series at Marshfield went to Dalton Zier. David Kane won the Wasilla Modified Feature at Rice Lake. At Rockford, Matt Lindbergh won the NASCAR Late Model Feature. At Shawano, Tom Nair won the Late Model Feature. Lance Arison, the IMCA Modified Feature. Let's see here. The Badger Midges at Wilmot, Ryan Probst the winner. CRA Jake Zolsartour at Berlin Raceway, Brian Campbell the winner. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series ran the North-South 100 at Union, Kentucky. Ricky Weiss the winner. Main Event Outlaw Tour at Ovid, Michigan. Steve Needles scored the victory. Must See Racing Extreme Sprint Cars on the High Bank Quarter Mile at Anderson, Indiana. Chris Neuschwander took the victory. NASCAR.
I would definitely be giving him a nickname because I would not want to say that 20 times in a night.
I'd just call him Chris.
NASCAR.
What's up, Nooney?
NASCAR K-Den Pro West Series at Evergreen Speedway in Monroe, Washington. Derek Thorne the winner. Derek Krause ninth. Pass North Tour at Groveton, New Hampshire. DJ Shaw the winner. Pass South Tour at South Boston, Virginia. Bubba Pollard won. In fact, that win qualified him for next weekend's Oxford 250. Let's see, the USAC Silver Crown Series at Salem, Indiana, Cody Swanson the winner, and the big final night at Knoxville for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars, the big $150,000 win, A-Main, Brad Sweet edged out Donnie Schatz by 0.133 seconds, second closest finish in Nationals history.
Beat him by a Nerf bar.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Sunday at Angel Park, Davey Ray won the Badger Midget feature at Dubuque. Daily double for Joel Callahan. He won both the IMCA Late Model and IMCA Modified features. And at Slinger, Brad Miller won his second Super Late Model feature of the season. Ryan Goodneck took his second Late Model feature in a row. And that wraps up this edition of the Burning Rubber Race Report.
That is incredible.
And real quickly, Derek Krause got wrecked. Oh. Went down three laps to go back to finish ninth on the lead lap.
Wow. That's determination not only by him but by that team.
And Nate Wasman, man, I give him a hearty congratulations. 7 years ago, my first year of Mississippi Thunder Speedway announcing, he was a seven-year-old running mini mods the short track, and that is one name to be listening to is Nate Wasman as his dirt track career really starts to take off.
Yeah, I think I heard JT Wasman won Modified feature somewhere else the same night.
And he's 2 years younger.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Those watch for the Wasman family. Paul Reichert's Burning Rubber Race Report right here on 1460 WBOG. When we come back and let you know, my goodness, it's the last regular season night of racing at La Crosse Speedway. We're going to let you know what's coming up at the Speedway tonight on 1460 WBOG.
That's the Burn and Rubber Race Report with Paul Reichert.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
Dad, we want movies!
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah!
DirecTV, package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
531-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New approved customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursday's burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon.
With the best Bloody Marys in town.
Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime. In the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
This
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back one more time. The Badgers taking Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG. And WBOG on that little thing we call the app.
Love the TuneIn app.
Hey, got to thank Jamie Hurd and J&L Collectibles and Peter Niekirk for coming down the Cross Speedway last weekend.
On my way back from Elko Sunday morning, I stopped at Super American Cannon Falls, ran into Jamie Hurd.
Nice. They had a good night.
They looked happy.
And they're going to be back for the Night of Destruction, September 8th, and again, pre-sale tickets for that go on sale August 20th. Watch our Facebook page, the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report. We'll let you know more details about that. And, Paul, you know, what's coming up right around the corner is Oktoberfest.
Oh, yes, yes. We're
about- what do I usually do for Oktoberfest for our race fans?
Oh, the giveaways.
Yeah. Oh, they're not just the giveaways.
They're contests.
Mondo package.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely.
I would have answered, get drunk with them in the campground. But
well, yeah, that's going to happen too this year. Start watching the Facebook page, folks. It's going to be not the TV one this year. I'm just going to focus on the radio page. Well, actually, I'm going to do probably both. We'll be a mixture of fans on those. From J&L Collectibles. Donations coming in from Peter Niekirk and NorthStarCustoms.com. Donations coming in. Midwest Truck Series got another box, a loaded box. Dick Trickle Memorial got some stuff from them guys. Obviously, the two sets of Oktoberfest
must
tickets.
Must have tickets.
But this year, I need to incorporate food. Dan Dyker, am going to
give
away.
Are you
going to
give away some
food.
Bacon again?
Did it last year. I may give away some food this year, but I'm trying to think because Joey Chestnut got beat in the state of Wisconsin last week, and he took third place in that Wisconsin State Fair Cheese Curd Eating Competition. That kid that won 5 pounds, 2 ounces in 6 minutes.
You know what? I'm telling
so
you.
I think I'm giving away cheese curds.
Joey Chestnut is a kiddie platter over here at Big Boar Barbecue.
That's good. All right. We got a lot of stuff going on lacrosse tonight. Billy, what else has happened in short track news-wise?
Hey, Midwest this weekend, Elko Speedway. They got the Dwayne Barron's Memorial. That's what Nick Mergic was driving the Gady car last week, setting it up for tonight. Rockford Speedway and Jefferson Speedway both have full programs. Golden Sand Speedway up at Plover, a rare Saturday night. ARCA Midwest Tour in town. And, of course, Dan's going to let you know everything going on at La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway
and
tonight.
I think that Dixieland or that tour race, I think that's 100-lapper.
100-lapper tonight, yes.
Oh, and for the people that were wondering, when we said Ty Majeski was going to race La Crosse last weekend.
Yeah, what happened?
I texted him up on the tower, what was at about 4:30 Saturday, and something Ty like and I were texting back and forth. He had a sponsor responsibility come up. And obviously, when you're racing at the Xfinity level, if they tell you to jump, you say how high, and then you do it.
Oh, we're going to have to get that sponsor and have a talk with them.
Coming up tonight, last regular season out of racing, we have late model sportsman, Thunderstock, Street Stocks, pre-race kids rides, 220-lap late model features, and then we're going to be off. Now, I do want to remind you that, and this is going to be huge, I'm going to watch in Facebook, that 200-lap Enduro for 4- and 6-cylinder cars, Street Stock Championship, Minivan Championship. That's all coming up September 1st. I've seen cars now from 4 states that are coming to run that $500 to win.
I think Tashini was here a couple of weeks ago trying to set his car
Tashini's
up for that.
Tashini's coming
bad boy.
As well. Guy Hammernick's donating a couple cars. Street Drags are going to be September 7th. College Night of Destruction is September 8th.
Street 49th. Drags next weekend, too.
Yeah, the 25th rain date. Also, the Oktoberfest race weekend starting October 3rd, and the Street Drag 300 Bracket Nationals, that's coming up on October 13th. So, on behalf of Paul Riker, Bill Doc Niles, and myself, Radio Man Dan Dyker, I got to get out of here. Time to go to the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. You've been listening to the Badgers Lake Clean Water Air and Race Report on 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460, brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of the radio and TV shows. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor,
The game never ends at overtime. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.